And it's now Patriots Monday here on a Tuesday on WEEI Afternoons. And joining us on the phone lines now is our friend and yours and captain of your New England Patriots, Marcus Jones. How are we doing today, Marcus?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Let's start right there. You were the team announced the six captains. You were one of those guys. What was your reaction to that? How does it feel to be a captain of this football team?
It actually feels great just from the situation of, you know, all of the players, you know, respecting me enough to be a leader on this team and everything. I've always been a guy that leads by example type stuff. And, you know, it was great to be recognized by my teammates.
So, Marcus, coming toward Sunday now, you got a couple of days out, obviously. One of your secondary mates, Christian Gonzalez, has not practiced in quite some time. Could possibly be trending towards not playing. We're not sure yet. I know we'll wait till Wednesday. But if Gonzalez is not able to go, what does that mean for you, Carlton Davis, and the rest of the secondary?
I mean, at the end of the day, we're going to play, whatever our coaches tell us that we need to play and everything like that. That's the only thing I can speak about when it comes to that for sure.
Did things ramp up this week? I mean, for us personally, we're like, okay, we're done with camp. We're done with summer and speculation. Cuts have been made. From our perspective, it's like, okay, it's game week. Does that happen inside the building? Is there an urgency? Does the juice pick up a notch here?
Yeah, I feel as though that's a lot of places. At the end of the day, like, it definitely counts and everything like that now. You know, all the hard work and dedication that we had from the situation of training camp and then all the meetings and everything that we have had before and everything like that. It's like now it's time for what we all been training for.
So, Marcus, obviously a couple days ago, one of your secondary mates, safety Jabril Peppers, was released. I believe that was Friday right around lunchtime or so. Obviously it had nothing to do with you, but I just was curious how you felt, like, team reaction and also what you may have learned from Jabril Peppers in his time with the Patriots.
Yeah, I learned a lot. You know, Brill was one of those guys that was a veteran in our room and everything. You know, he taught us a lot when it comes down to, you know, technique things and also the leadership and making sure the standards is the standard. But I definitely hope the best for him, for sure.
Marcus Jones joining us here on a Patriots Monday on a Tuesday here on WEEI Afternoons. Marcus, I was listening to Coach Vrabel this morning on our station on the Greg Hill Show, and he was talking about the identity of this football team, and it's something that he feels like he's done a good job kind of passing along to you guys. If I asked you, as a defensive player, but also as a captain of the team as a whole, what do you feel like you guys want the identity of the New England Patriots to be in 2025?
Yeah, the main thing that I would say is making sure that we show each and every down and everything like that, the effort and finish. You know, he always tells us about that and everything, but it honestly comes down to the want to. You know, we all want to make plays. And at the end of the day, we have to take it one week at a time and things like that. And, you know, we work hard for a reason. And, you know, if we make sure that we stack those days and everything like that and take it one week at a time, like I said, you know, I feel like we can do something very great in our division and also this season.
All right. Looking to Sunday, the home opener, 1 o'clock against the Raiders. They present an interesting offensive challenge for you guys. You've got rookie running back Ashton Jeanty, who, as you saw in college, can be a nightmare in space. The best tight end on planet Earth, I believe, in Brock Bowers. And receivers like old pal Jacoby Myers and Amari Cooper. What challenges do you think they're going to present for you guys as a defense and a secondary?
I feel like our main thing is, first off, playing to our identity as a defense. At the end of the day, like, you know, their offense, you know, they have explosive players like you've mentioned and everything like that. But as long as we play our football and make sure that we know where everyone's at on the field and everything like that, I feel like, you know, that helps us at the end of the day.
How about Bowers in particular? He seems, I heard Coach Vrabel say, you know, you got to treat him like a wide receiver. But what does he sort of do from a scheme sense or terms of matchup sense when you see him out there and everything he can do?
Yeah, the things that he's doing, you know, I would definitely say, you know, like Coach said, you treat him as a wide receiver because they find different ways of, you know, getting him the ball and everything like that. And he can also do something with the ball in space as well and stuff. So just make sure that we know where he is and everything. But he's a great player for sure.
Sort of playing off Andy's question that he asked you a few questions ago, talking about, you know, the identity of the football team. I'd be very curious, Marcus. This is kind of a question that's been going around a little bit. What does a successful season look like to you this year on the New England Patriots?
To me, of course, a successful season would definitely be, you know, winning the Super Bowl. That's why we're out here playing. And when it comes down to it, like I said, we can't look too far into the future, but we're all playing for that Super Bowl ring and Super Bowl trophy for sure. But it's a long season, so we got to make sure to take it day by day for sure.
Marcus, there was a lot of buzz created last week, and it was somewhat polarizing. The rivalry jerseys that were announced across the NFL, including the Patriots, the Storm Blue, I think it's called. I was wondering what your thoughts were on those. Are you an alternate jersey kind of guy, and what'd you think of the Storm Blue?
I love all the alternate jerseys for sure. I thought it was great and everything. It gives a little different twist to the usual colors and everything like that the Patriots organization usually have and stuff. So I feel like that those are just some great jerseys for sure.
Hey, Marcus, do you watch a lot of college football, and did you happen to take in any games, I don't know, Saturday, Sunday, or maybe last night on ESPN?
Oh, yeah, I definitely watched a lot of college football.
Did you watch your former coach, Bill Belichick, make his debut last night?
I definitely did. It's early in the season and everything like that right now and stuff, and one thing that I will say is Bill's really good at, adjusting and everything like that, so I do hope the best for him. And everything like that. But like I said, it's early.
All right, Marcus Jones, appreciate you joining us for the first time this season on a Patriots Monday. Good luck against the Raiders, and we'll talk to you next week.
For sure, I appreciate it.
Thank you, Marcus. That's Captain Marcus Jones.
Captain Marcus Jones.
Captain Marcus.
A fan of the Storm Blue Unis.
A fan of all alternate jerseys.
And an excuse maker for Bill Belichick.
Jeez.